Back in the 1960s and 1970s, when we were all anticipating a nuclear war, a few exceptionally prudent or nervous people became what were called survivalists. They headed out to some unimaginably remote part of the country, Montana seems to have been a favourite, found a suitably inaccessible location, and built a house with ensuite nuclear bunkers, stocked with generators, food, board games, and videotaped episodes of the Survivor television series. They were hoping, presumably, to emerge from their rural bunkers when the rest of us were dead, when they could enjoy the ultimate sensation of Schadenfreude. No doubt they looked forward to saying, "We told you so," if they could find anyone left to say it to. How they hoped to survive in a post-nuclear wasteland without strip malls is a mystery to me, but obviously they thought that any kind of survival was better than the alternative. I had thought that this whole survivalist fad had died out long ago, after the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1989, and the arrival of a kinder, gentler, less testosterone-driven politics. But I was wrong. The survivalist movement is still out there, stronger and better organized than ever. There are real estate agents who specialize in what are called sustainable homes, with food storage, an independent power source, and defensible barriers like a medieval castle. By their own account, the people who invest in these homes are anxious about a lot of things, including but not limited to war, global warming, financial collapse, comet strikes, and terrorism. Although how ISIS could even find Montana, let alone any infidels out there in the hills, I don't know. Inside their fortress-like homes, the survivalists hope to be secure against just about everything, unless they make the mistake of stepping outside. Now, I have always observed that a certain proportion of people are born warriors. That is to say, we each worry all the time at our personal level. Events in the outside world may rearrange our worries, but the intensity of anxiety stays constant, high or low as the case may be. A really first-class warrior will maintain a high state of anxiety 24/7, regardless of any real cause. Clearly, these survivalists are world-class professional warriors, and in the past I found it rather amusing to read about them and think how much money they were wasting on their flimsy defences against fate. But the grotesque election season we've been living through has made me think again. Every kind of madness is back on the political agenda, up to and including nuclear war. So perhaps the survivalists were right all along, although for the wrong reasons, and they may indeed have the last laugh from their mountain retreats, feasting on their baked beans and boiled water as everything falls apart. The question is, with only 2 weeks to go until the election, is it too late to find a nice bunker and move into it? Montana, wherever it is, seems a long way to go, and I would prefer something local. If anyone knows of an old nuclear shelter to rent, preferably with a small wine cellar, high-speed internet, and a well-stocked library, I think I'm ready to say goodbye to the world for a while. This is David Boucher.